They say he's still awfully...
Fractured.
Huh?
He's awful fractured. He doesn't say anything, do you?
Mm-hmm. And, you say, well, I was just kidding him. I didn't know he'd get so...
Get so bad.
Okay. You say, if he's in a bad temper most of the time, you say he's...
In a bad mood.
Okay. And if someone's about to lose their temper, you tell them to just keep...
Quiet.
Or keep...
Calm.
Okay. And, say, if you've been working very hard, you say you're very...
Tired.
And any other words?
That wouldn't want to, you know, take up the time. I just want to rest.
Uh-huh. If you were very tired, you'd say you were just completely...
Exhausted.
Or completely
wore out.
Okay. And, say someone went outside and got in weather like this and came back and started sneezing and...
Say he'd be taking cold.
Okay. So you say he, what?
Well, not went out.
Uh-huh. And, if it affected his voice, you'd say he was...
Taking a cold?
Or...
Hoarseness in his...
Huh?
Tonsils in there. He's taking a cold.
Yeah.
A virus.
And he can't talk right. You say he's...
Hoarse.
Huh?
He's hoarse.
Okay. And if you go like that, you say you have a...
Croup. Or the flu.
Uh-huh. When you go like that, you call that a...
A cold?
Yeah, but... you say, I've got a little...
Little virus?
Uh-huh. You wouldn't say you were sneezing. You'd say you had a...
Virus.
Uh-huh. Or a cough.
Cough.
Okay. And, somebody who can't hear anything at all, you'd say that they're...
Deaf.
Hmm?
They're deaf. They can't hear.
Okay. And say if a man had been out working and he takes his shirt off and it's all wet, he'd say, look how much I...
Sweaty.
And the thing that... a lump on your arm that's got a core in it comes to a head.
Rising.
Anything else?
Well, you can call it a rising. You can call it a sore.
Mm-hmm. What about a
bore?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And the stuff that drains out is...
I don't know what you call it.
When it opens.
Yeah, that there. Corruption comes out of it.
Mm-hmm. What about in a blister?
Well, it'll do the same.
Do you call that corruption, or...?
When you pick that blister, that stuff runs out.
What stuff is it?
I don't know what you call that. Well, I guess you would call that same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's that fluid in there.
Mm-hmm.
You might call chloride fluid in that blister.
Because
it wouldn't be like a rising.
Mm-hmm.
Because that rising would be different from corruption. That other would be clear.
Mm-hmm.
In that blister. That would be just that.
Do you ever call that stuff water?
Or well, it could be something called like water, but I don't know what you'd call it down there.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's now in a blister, it's clear, you know.
Mm-hmm.
When you pick that, it just runs out and looks like water.
Mm-hmm. They say a bee stung me in my hand. Did what? Say if it gets bigger, you say my hand.
Swelled up.
Hmm?
It swelled up.
Okay, you say it's still pretty badly.
Swelled. You know what it bit you?
Yeah, it's still pretty
sore.
Bad.
Still sore?
Or it's still?
Swelled.
Okay. And, someone got shot or stabbed, you'd say you have to get a doctor to look at the
wound.
And, you know, sometimes the wound won't heal back clean. It's got to be cut out or burned out.
Operating on.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard that called anything? When it doesn't, it's sort of a skinless growth, but it doesn't heal.
Well, that's, when that they cut that incision don't heal up, it's got infection in it.
Uh-huh. Have you ever heard that called some kind of flesh?
Well, it's that flesh. It's, I don't know, I call it rotten, it don't heal.
Mm-hmm. You ever heard
fried flesh?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Say if you had a little cut on your finger, you might put this brown liquid that stings on it.
You mean, iodine?
Okay. And,